Simon & Schuster Audio presents Chasing Fog, Finding Enchantment in a Cloud, written and read by Laura Pashby. And in my fog self, shocked and grey, it startles me to see the sky. From Mist by Alice Oswald.
Introduction. At first, I didn't find fog. Fog found me. On a gloomy October morning, I drove past a little copse of trees behind a dry stone wall at the top of the common. The copse was full of fog. Copper bright through the grey, beech leaves shone. I pulled my car into a passing place opposite, hopped out and snapped a photograph on my phone. I'd driven past that copse many times before and never noticed anything but trees. Today it felt new, strange, compelling. That Sunday, I took a walk with my husband Dan, our three sons and some friends, clambering up a field and weaving through woods, bound for an Iron Age hill fort from which the countryside opens out all around. A rising fog crept up from the River Severn valley below, up and over the hill above us, enveloping the woods as we climbed. I lifted my camera from where it hung around my neck and looked through the lens at the fog as it wove through the golden trees. The woods were different. Beautiful, but also potent and uncanny. I was sharply aware of the hill fort, invisible in the cloud. Now I could no longer see its presence, and a sudden vision of the curled figure of a crouched burial found within loomed over me. All visible traces of the 21st century had faded away. The town below in the valley and even the stile at the end of the path had disappeared into fog. The landscape became a swirling, changeable space, and time felt porous, flowing. My shutter clicked and clicked again, camera binding me tightly to the moment. I was seeing fog as if for the first time, but fog had been there all along. I spent my early years on the edge of Dartmoor's wilderness, the high, desolate moor, a landscape known for its sudden fogs. A ruined castle was my playground, an ice-cold stream my paddling pool. The sun rarely shone.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?